Ron, are you with us?
I am.
Very good. Now, LaVon, have you ever done a job where you volunteered or you started working and you ended up doing all the work? I mean, it sort of kind of comes to my mind that maybe it's setting up the Thursday night wellness review.
I would say, yes, I've done that before.
And wouldn't it have been cool if there was other people to split that with once in a while?
Sure.
Well, what we think of when we start doing things, getting a business started, is that we're trying to find some people. And here's the interesting thing that our Wolfgang guy has told us. Let's take a look at the description of this and see what we can do with it. I'm just going to type this up here pretty quickly. And we're going to take a look at something that makes it more, this whole idea of networking, kind of interesting. Does everybody see those numbers on the board?
Yes.
All right, and those who are on the call, just in general, I put down 5, 25, 125, 625, 31, 25, and 15,625. Now, what this is, it represents the growth that occurs, and I represented it to Toby today as being the way the military operates. In the military, if you want one general to be in charge of 20,000 men in a regiment, then the way they do it, they figure that he can't be in charge of all those people. So each general would be in charge of 5 colonels, or maybe lieutenant generals or whatever they'd call them. And then those 5 would not be in, really have as subordinates more than about 5 people, so those would have 5 captains, majors. And each of those then, so if the original 5 colonels each had 5 majors, you'd have 25 majors. And then if each of the 25 majors had 5 captains, you'd end up having 125 captains, and the captains would have lieutenants, so each of them would have 5. You'd have 625 lieutenants. Then let's say we were going to be putting in sergeants. Each lieutenant would have 5 sergeants, and then we get down to where the sergeants would have 5 in their platoon, and you represent nearly 20,000 people. That sounds a whole lot more efficient, and you can get a whole lot more work done. But here's the interesting part about networking. Once we get a good quality base and good training and good education under the first group and help them to develop the second and third, you probably will never meet most of the people, the vast majority of them, that are in your group that are making you the greatest amount of money. Now, we've brought this up before, but I wanted to point out to all of you that if you were to take this first group up here and add these all together, you'd end up with 155 people, and if you were the type of person that wanted to do all the work, where you were running around, you were represented with all 155 people, then that's what you would get paid off of. And that's the way most people run their business, because they're trying to be so unique to the world. But what would happen if all 155 people were trained to do something simple over and over again? Then all the rest of this group below would be in the group and developed, and you get paid off of, in this case, essentially about 24,000 people. Now, this doesn't really take a mathematician, but we're going to take a look at it. Would you rather get paid on the 155 or the 24,155? Well, that's kind of a moot point, but here's the interesting piece. Unless you train your original people to duplicate what you're doing, you will never have those that are deep. Make sense?
Yep.
So how do we do that? And we're going to go back and take a look at our Wolfgang series, but first I wanted to introduce something to you. Our calendar, we've got some major events that are coming up here real soon. Let's see, I got to go here to get to them. And so this month, around the United States, are the various Connect to NECAN events. So let's go back and build here for a second. That's not the one I wanted. I think that's it. Okay. Now we'll go to this schedule here. I'll go down to the lower schedule. This is the, you know, our cornerstone website from where we work, and there's a couple of major events coming up. So we've got our mid-month coming this Friday. We talked about that. And then on the 18th in Spokane. It's going to be a very interesting evening with how to get yourself to do what you need, you know, to do. And that's going to be a terrific event up at Dave Johnson's house. Just invite people. And then on the 30th, I haven't changed the date right here, is going to be the Rhythm Quarterly event. Now remember, let's go back to talking about it. The first time you meet somebody might be at a coffee shop. The next time it'll be a wellness home presentation or a wellness preview event. One night where they get a chance to experience the rollout, they get a chance to see the bigger picture. Then the next event that they might attend that's a bigger picture event could be this mid-month event. It occurs monthly. And then above and beyond that is the Rhythm event or the quarterly event that occurs where you're going to get a bigger picture and a bigger belief system, and then you're going to go on to the next one, which is the Eagle Wellness Expo in our Spokane area. But there's events going on all over the country in various different places. I'm going to show you there, if I can get there quickly, is a look at this same projection or progression that is already posted. So for all of us who like to be aware of the rhythm and what we're going to be doing with all of that, let's see what we've got for the annual launch calendar here. Is it helpful to have this stuff visual, or am I just taking up time?
That was helpful. My phone's going to die, so we're going to call
it. Oh, here, look at Anna. Anybody there?
Yeah, this is Mike and Angela. We're going to switch phones because my phone's getting ready to die. So she's going to call in.
He doesn't have a charge, you mean. 926 and die.
Okay. We'll look forward to having you back then.
We're on.
Okay, now let me make sure my...
All right.
You're going to have to redo. Am I coming across okay?
Yes.
Doing great. All right, is that you, Russell? Okay, what you see here is the 2009 calendar, and down at the bottom there's wellness home briefings, key sessions, the wellness network site for the diamond-led getting aligned meetings. Those are always going to be on Monday nights kind of thing. Mid-month events, or these are the suggested mid-month event dates. Beacon quarterly events, that's what's coming up here in, let's see, we're at May. And ours is going to be down here on the 30th. Beacon University Humans Being More trainings are already listed, and the MBA for Diamonds and Above. So you'll see that all this calendar is already set. One of the key things that's going to help our group more than anything we've ever done is that I'm going to help introduce my going to be right hand and kind of co-facilitator for what we've got coming up, and that's Gina. You've all heard her on the call, and Gina's going to have a really cool job. Starting June 1st, we're going to go through what's called we're still looking for the name of it. It used to be called a P1 call, and I was thinking about staying with partnership with P1 call. We may just stay right on that. And as we go through the P1 call, she's going to be going through our calendar at the beginning and taking roll. During the time when we're taking roll, we're going to be giving information about what did we do this week, how well did we match up with what we planned to do. She'll be covering what our homework assignment was from last week, what we'll be covering this week, and keeping track of stats, because wouldn't it be great if as you go along and you develop your teams, you know, if we do this certain presentation this many times, we see this kind of a result. That way we can just continue to get better and better and better at what we do. At this point in the call, generally what I like to do is to jump in and see how we've had over the course of the week some of the actual practical examples of successes, things that are working, some things where people may have some questions. This is where, like I said, it's going to be the last 2 or 3 weeks where we have this a little bit free-for-all, and then it's going to become very structured. Between now and then, you'll receive in my emails a letter of introduction that talks about the structure. It'll run for 3 months. And the purpose of this group is going to bring 9 people together who are running for a major rank advancement, silver or above. As those people come together, they will be oriented to one another, and they'll learn the process of networking. Exactly how do we work with other people for the development of the entire group? We'll have a group goal. We'll be looking to try to expand this group across North America as quickly as possible. We'll be connecting with each other. There'll be an agreed-upon series of things that you commit to. You commit to being there every day, every Monday for 3 months. you commit to going to one wellness preview every week. Even if it has to be you giving it to your cat in your home, you get to commit to it. And then we will be keeping score, keeping track. We will also have posted books and CDs that will be listened to on a regular basis, and we're going to get that group teaching each other. And then the point is, once you graduate from that, if you've successfully recruited or made that rank advancement, then you will become the facilitators of the next generation. It'll all be pretty hardwired, and I think it's going to be incredibly exciting. So with that, I wanted to introduce Gina. Gina, what were some of the things you think that were helpful to you before or you see as exciting as we go into it this next time around?
Well, I'm just excited to have the call back in place that we, or just kind of follow the agenda from the P1 call that we were involved with. I guess it was, almost 3 years ago now. But anyway, just knowing, you know, that we have a plan, that we're going to follow some simple steps, and everybody will know the agenda and what's expected. And what's really exciting is even if you, let's say we set the goal for, 6 ABCs or whatever we had it at for a week, you get some people that come on and when we're taking roll call and we ask if they're complete or incomplete, and they say they're complete with 22 ABCs, and you're going, wow, how did they do that? I want to learn how to do that. And then they get to tell you and share, you know, their successes and how they did that, so we can learn from everybody everywhere of what's working and what's not working. So I think that's really important for the team. It's also just, I think it's just good to have structure and commitment. You know, commitment's a big word for a lot of us, but for most of us that understand success, it's really the foundation for everything. If you're not committed to what you're doing, I don't know how you can expect to see results. So, and honestly, Jerry, I'm one of these that came in kind of kicking and screaming. I really didn't even want to be on the first call we had. Frankly, we had gone silver our first month, and I was wondering why I even needed to be on a call to learn how to go silver. But as I went through it, and even back then it was 4 months, it was a stretch, but it was a wonderful growth time, and we just learned so many good things of how to teach our team, you know, how to duplicate and to share some of those skills and just, you know, some of the training material. We just learned how to share it with other people. And we learned it ourselves so that we could learn how to share it with other people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, I'm just excited to have the structure back within the team and our favorite coach, of course, leading the way.
Terrific. Looking forward to that. Thank you. Okay, then I want to go through and find out who's had something that was important or monumental that you think would give whole structure ideas to the other members of the team. And if you don't pop up, I'll call on you because I know you're there and I was with most of you when you were doing various things. And so who's got something that's been working?
Well, last night, Christina, I was at Costco. And my son, I had to go look for him, and he was watching the Vitamix guy do demonstrations about how to make ice cream and all that kind of stuff. And he was very exciting, and I was getting excited because I had a Vitamix and I was learning new things. And I said, you know, if you're interested in health things, you have to find out about Nikan and magnets. And he was totally blown away. So I'm going to go on ABC with either you or Gina or Rick very soon, Gary.
Wow. So then you didn't find it very difficult at all to just open up a dialogue with him, right?
No, right. And I said, you have to look at this. This is so big. It's amazing. So today was a pretty busy day for me, so I didn't get to call you. And you're kind of hard to get a hold of. You need a day off. But I want to get this guy hooked up with you guys because he's doing it. He's out there, you know, teaching people how to get better with, you know, fixing really natural things and vegetables and stuff. And we talked about organic gardening and all that. And I said, if you really want to know what's happening in the world, too. Anyway, he's excited about it, so we got to call him real soon.
Perfect. Way to go. All right, who else has got something to throw in to work this week?
Jerry, this is Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. I had a little bit of, I guess, switch my focus and my approach to people, and I listened to what you were talking about last week, how to approach and not be so direct, but ask questions. And I asked questions about, I went to a restaurant, this waitress, she was really good. And so I started questioning her and if she likes the job. And she said, oh, yeah, she likes the job very much. She's been here for a while. And then I said, well, are you planning on working on this for the rest of your life? And she said, not really. She would like to look into something else. And she said, oh, definitely. And so I have her phone number, and I'm going to contact her this week. And the same happened to another lady that was selling cosmetics at the mall. So I think I wasn't so direct, and so they agreed to meet with me for coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, have you all noticed in the, both of those comments how short the recruiting part was?
Yeah.
And that's typical. What the first part that Lily was talking about was called prospecting, where we ask questions and we listen to people's responses. And we can get to guide the questions any way we want to uncover things in people's lives. And that we do all day long. We are keeping memories and mental pictures of what we're doing. And then later on we might bring up and actually prospect. And the prospecting usually doesn't take more than a minute. Hey, this, and I love what Tina was saying there, too, because you heard the conviction in her voice. Here was a guy who was a professional at doing open presentations to all kinds of people about health, but he was swayed by the conviction in her voice because, dude, you want to see something good. I love that. Who else had one?
It's Keith. I did one of my...
Go ahead, Keith.
Okay. I did one of my least favorite things in life last week, and that was go to the dentist. And before my mouth got all numb, so I sounded like nothing pleasant, the dentist was asking me, he gave me the introduction, wanted to know what I was doing. Well, I wanted to get back at him with what I wanted to do, but I simply said, I build bridges. Well, he kind of stopped it for a minute. I said, only with people, though. What's that? Well, then I told him that I'm in business, trying to find successful professional people and people that want to go on and find some challenges other than what they're doing now. And I says, of course, you know, most dentists and doctors have already got their life figured out. And as we were talking, I says, there's some other people in your league that's working with us. And the first one said, because he came from Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene area, I says, there's a doctor up there, a dentist, and he's retired now. And he's doing very, very good at what we're doing. Of course, I told him it was Dr. Shine. I know him. And good friends. So I didn't have very much time to talk because of the fact that what was going on. But I have an appointment in 2 weeks to go back to him. And during that time, we're going to do about a 15 minutes. I'm going to try to do a 15-minute presentation and go from there.
Perfect. Now, when we talk with Dr. Shine, we've done one of these really great things that we talked about today, in that all the great network marketers that I've known particularly are people who do the game a little bit differently, in that they, I'm going to call up another sheet here. I know where I'm going. And what they do is they basically try not to become the center of attention themselves. They're introducing people to someone with credibility. So what happens then is that we might have a brand new prospect. So we'll put Keith here. And Keith then is going to take his dentist and introduce that dentist to any number of different people that are represented within the network. And as the dentist walks through and becomes aware of things, I was just talking with Angela beforehand. Angela, are you back on? I know their phone was about to die. Angela's only been involved. Oh, there you are. What were you telling us about far infrared?
Well, I'm actually very glad you asked about that. One of the main, how should I start? This is really like a half an hour conversation. It's amazing technology. That's what first grabbed me. Basically, our bodies have 7 points, and they're called chakras. And the Vedas taught this, and that was the Indian sect of people. And then it's also in Chinese medicine and everything. But we're taught that we have these 7 points, and they start at the root chakra and goes up to the crown chakra, and it goes from red to purple. And basically, these chakras, when they are aligned, it's a color scheme from red to purple, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, or indigo, violet, and then it goes up to white. And that would be the color scheme. And then when your body is in complete balance, a far infrared ray that is not seen to the eye would come around you and create a biosphere, and that is how I believe that the ancients lived. And it's all built on a triangular crystalline spectrum, and it's fascinating. When I saw the triangles and stuff, when you were showing me the program with Keith, I was freaking out because some of the symbols and the ancient sacred geometry is in this technology, this Japanese technology.
And where do those come from? They come from observation. And if we have to just simply observe God's creation and start to make comparisons, there's reasons why stuff's built certain ways. That is cool.
It's all and it's called harmonic resonance.
Ah. Well,
when your body is working in complete synergy with all systems and completely in balance as God created it. So this technology will produce a far infrared ray or bring balance so that when you eat right and breathe and living in balance, you would then have a biosphere of health actually around you. That's how most likely the ancients had sort of a glow to them. And the Earth was different than it is now.
Yep. And what's really weird is now we're beginning to measure all that stuff. See, I guess they weren't crazy in the first place.
Yeah, so this technology is absolutely, we need this. It's very exciting to me. I'm very, very thrilled.
Oh, that is great. Now let's go back real quickly to Keith's situation. And he's got his dentist that he's going to try to introduce to Mekan. And the dentist, will put him in blue down here. And the dentist is going to be a guy that, it didn't go blue. Oh, well. He's a guy that we want to introduce to Mekan, and so what Keith has the option to do, if he really understands the network, he can introduce the dentist. Let me see if I can find my little bouncing ball here. And he'll take his dentist up to the technology. So he might say, hey, your wrist has been bothering you. Let's just slap this thing on your wrist. Well, now the A becomes the A and the ABC. Now the dentist says, well, gosh, you know, if there's some money to be made at this, is there somebody who's been in my experience and background who's been able to make it successful? Well, then Keith would take the dentist to Bob Shinai, who's also a dentist, and let Bob do the presentation. Keith now is becoming the ultimate networker, and the dentist says, well, gosh, I guess I'm ready to go. Can we jump in on it? So he would take him to the teaching segment and then let the teaching work with Gina and myself for the next little while as we go through that process, or Keith and his upline as they sit down and they start the first phase of that, to teaching people how to make an order, how to get into filling out the applications, and then why would you want to be on AutoShip, that sort of thing. And it's all kind of is that, and then we're going to have some very exciting new 1-2-3 stuff that you can plug in directly on the internet so you can go through it as work together. Now, in this process then, Keith is really teaching networking. So what he might do is call two people on this call who are new, excited, have this tremendous product experience, or maybe they've got a business background that just says, look, I ran a business for years, the profit margins got so tight, the governmental controls were so overwhelming, and I had to pay for state industrial and I was going broke. This made total sense to me. This is huge. Then Keith might put him together with somebody inspirational, say, this guy started with a bucket of dirt and two dead cockroaches, and he made this thing into a multi-million-dollar business. Well, through that process, you see, Keith then does not become the ultimate nursemaid for that prospect. But he's now taught networking by introducing people to the dentist who tell their story in their way with their credibility. You all see that?
Yeah.
Okay, who else had a hot one this week? Or a great lesson learned?
I think I had one that was very good. And he's again talking about the letting someone else do the teaching at that moment, and that was well, my daughter told me she was excited enough that she was wanting to get in, and what she'd be doing next week. And when we were talking about it and what I wanted her to learn, I took her to the Pathfinder site and actually punch and video and had her download the packet, the launch packet, and we were going over page 2, which is the why. At the top, and I said, now I want you to listen to this. This is only 5.5 minutes long. And we sat down, and she's in Phoenix, and I'm here, and we sat down on our computers and listened to it together. And if you don't mind, I want to just play just a few seconds of this just to give you an idea, it's actually, I actually put this at, on the, with the Wolfgang recordings, but I, because I thought it was so good.
All right, if I can get
a little bit of it.
Yep,
I'm going to try and see if this works. Take just a second to queue up here.
Are you under getting started?
The reason I decided to join MeChem, the reason I decided to develop a MeChem business is because I am free to make any choice I want in my life. And I choose the people I work with. And I choose the difference I make on the planet. And I choose how I spend my time with my five children. And I choose the charities that are important to me. And I choose the money that I earn. And I choose every single important decision in my life because there are no limitations. Why I grow and each business.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That was that off of
Vicki Hemingway with Trish Winkler.
Oh, was that Trish?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was awesome.
That was Vicki. Yeah, but you know, and she and we played the whole 5.5 minutes of it, and the next day she emails me back and says, that was so inspiring. I know that this is possible. I can do this. This is what I'm doing. I can't wait to get back from Denver.
Very good. Now, you can see, can you see the, so you're not on the screen right now, right?
No, but I can.
Okay. I just popped up the getting started section on the Pathfinders. And so people would just have to come here and, you know, I imagine just click on one of these and that'll play it for you. So I'm going to go ahead and leave that up, and then we'll ask if anybody else had one while we're looking that up, and then I'll show you how to connect to this piece.
Hey, this is Marianne. And
uh-huh.
I enjoyed our last meeting in Wilbur. We met, and on the drive out there, Jerry was talking about how you could do things quickly. And so I guess what I found important was that in my mind, I had pictured that we would close a one-time meeting, and that's exactly what happened.
Very good. That brings up a good one. Kathy, are you on?
Yes.
Kathy, can you relate quick? In other words, we went from dragging our tails and walking in knee-deep mud to all of a sudden it went warp speed. What happened? Why? What was the change this week? Why don't you relate the Pete and Vanessa? What was it her
Amanda?
Name? Amanda.
Yeah, Pete and Amanda. Actually, that was Randy. My husband actually introduced them. But I think part of that is that he was a business owner already, and so he kind of he gets the business side of it, and he saw a product that worked, and he immediately they actually both had immediate reactions to the magnets and were amazed and excited that they could, you know, find some relief from their pain, and just wanted to get in and join us. So
yeah, so what we really did was walk into the room. There were a couple of Bales bondsmen, and they worked together at one place and owned the business together, and then now they're off to other adventures. One still owns the business, and the other one's wife owns the business with her. And he's working in a motorcycle shop. And basically, he'd jumped off his motorcycle on his head a few times, had a neck problem, and she had a back problem, low back problem. So why not just start with the products? Because I think that's why we were there, right?
Yeah, but Randy said that he thought that he would be interested in the business too. So,
but in the minds of the prospects, they thought we were coming there just to show them something that might feel make them feel better.
Right.
And we've all run across people like that, and we end up hour after hour after hour never really getting off of first base. But this one, we were probably signing them up within a half an hour.
Yeah.
The reason was just to ask what hurts. We began to start to check some things real quickly and put some stuff on, and it was kind of like, you know what, that's working. Geez, you know, hey, gosh, that's really weird. And, well, gosh, if it works that fast, we really need some help to get it out into the community. Have anybody found that it's nicer to be able to say it only costs $35 plus tax and shipping to get in as opposed to $75?
Well, that's what I was going to ask because, Angela, what's the problem? I signed up for a $700 phone company one time to sell a multi-level marketing thing, and $35 is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and now the reason is because we want everybody to have an opportunity to come in and begin to order products at a good rate and do that sort of thing, and then educate them on the back end. They will begin to pick up all kinds of other technologies, but if you try to push too hard on the front end with big ticket items, you're going to make 95% of the people ineffective, and they will not be able to reproduce what you're doing. So one of the great things about Nikan is to undersell and vastly over-deliver. It's a pretty cool deal, and now that we're down to those kinds of prices to get in, it makes you ecstatic. Now they can turn around and get some products. When they have some products in their hands, then they start to have the experiences, then they start to bring other people, and it grows like crazy. We all want to work toward our wellness home. Some have enough sense to get it right on the very first day and make me do $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Others, though, are going to work toward that. And if we don't try to force people into the corner to cough up the change and get it, they get it when they get it. Then they will tend to be more at ease when they talk to the next generation people. I'd like to also have, Kathy, I'd like to have you go over the other strategy that we're working on right now and what's going on there.
Oh, with Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also met with another lady this week that she's in the Spanish community. And once again, we were talking about products, but she, when I mentioned the word money before Jerry got there, I mentioned money, and she goes, money? And so she was really definitely interested in the business part, and the same thing happened. Jerry explained the products, and she was really excited about the products, and then all of a sudden all these names started popping in her head of who she could contact and who we could talk to, and once again we signed her up as well. So it was exciting.
And then she started to do what we want more than anything in this whole game, which was making appointments.
Right, right. Yeah, by the time I got home, she called me and had an appointment, and then she called me back the next day and had another appointment already. So, and she's excited to continue to do that. So, yeah, so we're setting up appointments for her.
And in that case, what we went into was the bigger picture of opening up an ethnic community and representing nationwide distribution through an ethnic community, as opposed to, gee, you want to be a distributor for $35. Now, whether or not she sees that bigger picture, our question to her was, we have spots open, and we're looking for that key player. That's how we got to Maria in the first place, right?
Exactly.
Because the other Maria, why don't you explain that, because they'll run across that in their life experiences as well.
I have another friend, Maria, who is in the Spanish community, and she thinks that she's too busy to work the business right now, but she's willing to give us referrals. And so she's giving us referrals of the people that she works with in the Spanish community. And so she's just willing to give us and help me set up appointments with them. So, you know, even if they don't want in themselves, because they believe in the products, she's done an ABC with Jerry and I, actually met with us a couple times. But because she's seen the products and believes in them, even though she doesn't feel like she can work the business now, she's willing to give us the referrals and help my business grow. And help to get it out and, you know, like Jerry said, to have leaders in the community and in other communities and help it to grow.
So when Maria Villa, the first one we introduced, she looked at it, and our question to her was, Maria, do you know people who are influential in the Hispanic community, somebody that know a lot of people who could maybe get this started with us? Because as we get this growing and going, it will help to develop a basis in the Hispanic community. You'll get a big piece of the action, and it could spread from here to Mexico very quickly and go all over South America, really. And so when she was looking at it in that regard, even though now she says her timing is not right, she doesn't have the time to be able to do it, she's still continuing to lead us to people with the lead-in that you're a key player in the Hispanic community, and we're trying to move this across. I think at one time we talked about Wolfgang's vision, and when we were listening to the Wolfgang CDs, can you all see where we're now painting a picture that opens up a lot of vistas in somebody's mind? And that's exactly what Kathy's been able to do successfully here. And we're using that secondary strategy where one person, let's say technology is really a person's name, and business is a person's name, and teaching is a person's name, so I'm just going to supplant that here in our view, and that the first person leads us to the second person, the second one to the third, and the third one to the fourth, and we're almost to that level with this group in a week. somebody somewhere is going to be, let's say we get way down here, is going to come in and say, yeah, I think this really makes sense. Well, then, even if the others are just cogitating and thinking about it, we go back up with the success and say the person that you introduced to this is wanting to do this as a full-on business venture. They're going to a class that's coming up. They're already ordering technologies. Would you like them or would you like somebody else to have them? Then we go up to the next level, and after we've got this all set up, so there's two people in and they're all engaged and they're wanting to go. Would you like them or would you like somebody else to have them? And right up the tree we'll go. In this case, we only had to go one back up, but Maria said, nope, not for me right now, but I'd be glad to keep popping them to you. And as I watch this grow and maybe develop, I may jump back in. Okay, I don't want to leave anybody out. Anyone else have any good experiences this last week? And then we'll open it up for questions, and then we'll be off and running for a good week and give you some more structure. Be aware that the next two Mondays, this coming Monday is Memorial Day, and then I'll be here anyway because I always am, and Memorial Day is pretty much over by the time, you know, everybody's getting ready to go back to school and stuff. But we'll be doing a similar to this. We'll be reviewing some information. We may throw up one new. I'd like to have you all listen to
Memorial Day.
Next Monday is Dave's.
Are you going to do what?
That's the Gagne or Gagne thing. Yes, I'll be up there for that. So those in the local Spokane area, go bring people. It's going to be a very good seminar in general, not necessarily having to be about Niken, but what a title, you know, how to get yourself to do things you know you should do. Wouldn't that be a great place to get people around Niken people and become aware? Then the next Monday is Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, following that, we have our quarterly event. That'll be the Saturday of the 30th. On the quarterly event, it starts a brand new cycle within Niken. There'll be new contests. There'll be people trying to make new ranks. We'll be celebrating the last group of rank advancements. That's when we start. We're going to be in rhythm with that quarterly event series when we take this group of nine and launch them. So that gives you kind of an idea of what's coming. Anyone else have last-minute announcements that I'm forgetting or questions that you might have?
I just want to let you guys know, Mike and I need to leave, so thank you very much. Have a lovely night.
Thank you, and you guys are a terrific addition. We can't wait to light up the coast of Oregon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Angela.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah,
on Dave's presentation, is he going to WebEx that out?
I'll ask him. You know, I'll take my stuff up there because Dave doesn't WebEx anything. He's on Mac, and Mac doesn't WebEx. So I may be able to pull that off up there. I don't know. I don't know if it's proprietary. And if it's not proprietary, Dave's going to record it audio anyway. But we'll see. Are you all inspired and ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh,
yes. Hey, Lily, you starting to, do you think this is working for you? It's helping out?
Yes, definitely.
Because you're always up there by yourself.
I know. It's but I am working. I just started and switching my mind from, as you said, curing people to looking for business partners, and I think that's going to do it.
I feel really good about this group. It's really starting to kind of catch some traction. LaVon, any questions?
I don't have any questions, but I'm really enjoying the call. I find that it's giving. I think there'll be good direction. I'm looking forward to being a part of it in the future.
Yeah, it feels almost like you're part of a group or something consistent. I know what it's like to just sort of stand out there and the whole world is negative around you all day long and you're not around Niken people. This is a good place to plug in. Miriam, you're from Sacramento, right? Are you on the audio side, Miriam? If you are, you're on mute. All right, Chicago? I know we've got some people that are coming in from Chicago and Minneapolis, and so I'm looking forward to all of you. I'll give you all permission. Here's the deal. You guys have permission to be in 10 new cities other than your own by the time we get through this this next cycle. Anyone want to take me up on that?
I do.
Yep.
Sounds fun or next to me.
All right. Now we just give them a place to plug in. Then Rick and Steve and some of the technical people, I think we're beginning to start to see what we can use. All of you remember that you can plug into my website. That's going to be the sort of the gathering place, and I want to try to provide you with all the options you need. And if you'll notice that on the, wait, where did I go here? On the website itself, shoot, I've got links, but I'm going to pull in some of those links a little bit. Where is that website, you little dickens? Oh, I know. Okay. We'll pull in some of those links. And did you notice that on Rick's, I like the way he did that just with the arrows for in the icons. I think we got what we want, and we know how to lay it out. Oh, there we go. Where was that? Where's Rick? Not that one. That's me. There. You notice how he does creating interest in the ABC sorting step, the decision step, and getting started? I want to put some of that together, and we may even just link up to Rick's stuff here, but put it on my site so that it's pretty pure to what we're teaching, and then we don't jump around from program to program and get everybody confused.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That'd be awesome, Jake.
Yeah.
Good, because what I hear is we've got the field that people are out there just churning and burning, and they want to have something up and running like this, but then we have to have our skilled people in the background that are able to put it together. But just as Steve was showing us from an audio version there, one of the great things that I think this InTouch can provide for us is, and Rick has been leading the way on this too, and a lot of times I'll just let him do the trainings, but there's a, where's that one I saw of him with an InTouch? It's a kind of a getting started deal. Business launch action plan, use this to see if this is what it is. Yeah, this is just an InTouch where I'll show you that he's got a couple of pages is all, but once we get to a segment here where we click on the financial freedom thing, see if I can get enough volume for you to hear it.
Now that we've got your silver plan and you've got all your events laid out in front of you where you know where you're going to be and where we're going to connect people into, it's time actually to sit down and make a 30-day plan, because obviously you guys have heard the saying a million times that failure to plan is planning to fail. And now we're going to go ahead and keep the main thing and set you up what we're going to accomplish in your first month of the business. And that basically is to start making the actual contact.
Okay, now you see how that is something that we can put our own leaders in that box teaching whatever we're going to teach. So we will have people that have credibility in various areas, and one of the things that Gina does so well is to just get to the endpoint close. And why not, you know, along the bump, and then we have people that come on and they might give a little product experience, and we can just go one after the other, and then all I have to do is reach over here to click to the next page, and basically there's another one that's pre-recorded and talks about plugging in and getting the whole thing done. Isn't this exciting?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's really exciting from the standpoint that a lot of these things are on the InTouch, so you can brand it yourself.
Yep, just bring it right up, and I think it's just a matter, like I've been saying recently, it's like all of the, somebody has spilt all of the puzzle pieces on the table, and they're all there now. It's just a matter of organizing them in a way that makes sense to us, and then we just churn and burn. The training system is in place. You catch the fish and throw them over the rail, and somebody else will pull them off and stick them on a conveyor belt, and by the time they get to the bottom of the ship, they're canned tuna. Hi, Mary, are you good to go? Any questions? All right, well, I appreciate you all being here. It's been a good call.
Mary, are you saying that we are not having a call next Monday the 18th? Is that correct?
That's correct, because we'll be up at that Gagne presentation.
Okay. And for anybody that's available on Memorial Day, you will be having a call, is that correct?
That's correct as well.
Okay.
Can y'all see why I want her on the phone call? Because she clarifies stuff.
Right.
Well, and everybody can plug into your mid-month event on the 15th, and also on your Tuesday and Thursday night WebExes. So for the people that are not in the Spokane area, I'm assuming they're already aware of that.
That's the hope, but I put them out there and then forget to reiterate. That's exactly why you're going to be assisting me on this, because you'll come on and ask the questions everybody else has been dying to ask.
Well, I'm just thinking of Lillian out there, you know, and all those recorded webcasts also that are available through your website. I think she'd probably love to know about if she doesn't already.
Yeah, for all of you who want to just explore that website, just go to teamdiscoverit.com and... it looks like this. The first page are the actual seminars like you're watching now. The one on Tuesday, Thursday is listed here. You just click on that. How do I make money? This one I'm going to be putting up as a pre-recorded on the front page here. But anyone that wants to request it, we can do it live. It's a powerful thing. And then the money accountability call, that's what you're on right now. The second page over here is pre-recorded, similar ones done by very, very professional, good people. The how do I get started? That's the same thing as this Monday call. And that section, we'll go ahead and build with our technology team the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, on how to get started. And we'll add a fourth step, which is basically, in this one they're misnumbered, that we, the fourth step would be this call where you get onto a team. Then for those who want to check it out, this is a science and technology page that I put together where we're linking into some things that will give different subject matter. For example, we go to the magnetic information. This one is linked to Jim Dragon's site. And if you want to get, in this case, here's some sweet potato pictures of what happens when you grow them with or without pie water. And then he's got before and after burn pictures, black toes, so leg burns, the dog tumor. So a lot of them that I use when I'm cruising around every day, now you can actually just download them from my website, off of Jim's website, because he did that work, and I'm plagiarizing and ripping them off from him. Yep. So these are his pictures on different sweet potatoes or something. And then so the third phase of this is we'll go back and just link back to the original page. And with the Wellness Network, with all of this amazing stuff, where we can go to the Wellness Track system, enter the Wellness Track, and then once we enter the Wellness Track, we go down to product knowledge for one example, and you can see that all connected here, we can open up. This is the one that I was, that Angela was talking about. Did one presentation of this event she was in. And all you have to do is just to call it up, and you become the professional if you're on a WebEx like this. And it comes up on PowerPoint. And I'm running around real fast there. Are you seeing the picture now of the sun? And then you just walk right through this very professional PowerPoint. All this stuff is available right there on my website to try to give you links so that you have fewer places to go to get confused. And then finally, what I want to do here is, this is a Pathfinder one. That one will probably bump up to our Join and Grow section. And then I want to put together a Hall of Fame type deal like Terry did. So that would be more like this one. Or we publish, for example, team members in their cars, trips that they've gone on, people who win houses, you know, that kind of stuff. And then that would be motivational to the people in the group, but also the people who are considering joining us.
That's great.
Very good. Anybody have any questions? Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Great. Thanks, Terry. You can also put a link there to the WebExes of their weekly calls, too, that we do.
Ah, perfect. Yep, yeah, we can do that.
So
the WebEx is the weekly calls.
So
right now,
I've
got team members right here on the front page. And they're in the big boxes, here, here, and here. But we'll clarify those and just make as much sense as we can from watching good, well-produced websites, because they're easy to do and pretty cheap, and we've got the technology guys with us today. If you have any hints, throw them at us. Okay, good night, all.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye.
Have a great one.